New heading, Circle of Concern, Circle of Influence. Another excellent way to become more self-aware regarding our own degree of proactivity is to look at where we focus our time and energy. We each have a wide range of concerns. Our health, our children, problems at work, the national debt, nuclear war, and so forth. We could separate those from things in which we have no particular mental or emotional involvement by creating a circle of concern. Our circle of influence is almost always smaller than our circle of concern. As we look at those things within our circle of concern, it becomes apparent that there are some things over which we have no real control, and also that there are others that we can do something about. We could identify those concerns in the latter group by circumscribing them within a smaller circle of influence. By determining which of these two circles is the focus of most of our time and energy, we can discover much about the degree of our proactivity. Proactive people simply focus their efforts in the smaller circle of influence. They work on the things they can do something about. The nature of their energy is positive, enlarging and magnifying, causing their circle of influence to grow, to increase. Reactive people, on the other hand, focus their efforts and worries and thoughts in the larger circle of concern. They focus on the weaknesses of other people, the problems in the environment, and in the circumstances over which they have no control. Their focus results in blaming and accusing attitudes, reactive language, and increased feelings of victimization. This negative energy generated by that focus, combined with neglect in areas that they could do something about, causes their circle of influence, the smaller inner circle, to shrink, to shrivel. As long as we are working in our circle of concern, we empower the things within it to control us. We aren't taking the proactive initiative necessary to affect positive change. Earlier, I shared with you the story of my son who was having serious problems in school. Sandra and I were deeply concerned about his apparent weaknesses and about the way other people were treating him. But those things were in our circle of concern, that is, the larger circle. As long as we focused our efforts on those things, we accomplished nothing, except to increase our own feelings of inadequacy and helplessness and to reinforce our son's dependence. It is only when we went to work in our circle of influence, where we focused on our own paradigms and motivations, where we began to create a positive energy that changed ourselves and eventually influenced our son as well. By working on ourselves instead of worrying about conditions, ironically, we were able to influence conditions because our circle of influence increased. Because of position, wealth, role, or relationships, there are some circumstances in which a person's circle of influence is literally larger than his or her circle of concern. Many retired people are in this situation. They've had tremendous experiences and wisdom in their life with a very large circle of influence. But they gradually develop a myopic view of their own personal situation day by day, so that their real circle of concern is lesser, smaller. This is a sad waste and should teach us all to be actively involved all our lives long in trying to increase our circle of influence in dealing with the larger circle of concern. Though they may have to prioritize the use of their influence, proactive people have a circle of concern that is at least as big as their circle of influence, accepting the responsibility to use their influence effectively.